there's been lots of talk about the fast track approvals
yes,
bill
yes.
that the government has tried to rush through without anyone knowing about. It was introduced last month and it's in its final reading. It's about to have its final reading, and submissions, public submissions for that bill close this Friday at midnight.
Yep.
This is probably the most alarming new legislation to come into government since 1971. It's really scary.
Why not? What happened in 1971, aside from me being born?
Something happened in 1971 that formed the Environment, the Environmental Defence Society.
Oh, right, okay.
Stop.
Yeah.
No more. So this is a really scary bill. Basically, it removes... Once these submissions close, we don't have a voice on this anymore. Yeah. Like, our voices are taken away on anything that happens with this bill in the future.
Yeah.
And it basically gives three ministers the power to grant resource consent to their, like, pet projects, really. Mm. That's new mining on conservation land. That is deep sea mining. No one will have to go through any of the checks that happen that are in place now to make sure that it's not going to ruin our environment.
Mm. Yeah. So we don't know. There's a little bit of guesswork in terms of what actually will happen. Like, deep sea mining may not. In fact, that one looks particularly. Yeah. It looks more vulnerable than the others. So the point at the moment is this is the legislation that's going to enact, give them the government the powers to make these decisions.
Yeah, well, let's just look at a quote from Shane Jones, shall we? Who is the Minister for Regional Development.
No, Shane Jones.
There are veins of wealth throughout the South Island, and with this legislation, mining will be turbocharged. We are going to extract the dividend from Mother Nature. That says it all.
That's classic Shane Jones. At least you know where you stand with Shane.
Yep. So it's a really scary piece of legislation. It will also mean that the government does not have to honour Te Tiriti, and the Crown's responsibility to uphold it.
There's lots of constitutional questions around this.
It's not democratic, it's above our pay grade.
Yep, I know.
Yep.
But so what's happening? There's something happening in Raglan.
So tonight, in the town hall, we're really lucky. We're using the week space.
Yeah.
We're going to have an open submission writing session. So if you feel like a little bit like it might be that you just don't understand it very well, we're going to have lots of resources. We're going to have lots of people who know different things on it in the centre. So come in if you want to learn more. If you want to make a submission, because the most effective, there are different petitions online that you can sign. But we do know that sometimes those petitions don't make it through the submission process. So the best way to make your voice heard on this legislation is actually to make a direct submission to Parliament.
Yeah.
We're going to have resources and information. We're going to for you to form your own opinion and make your own submission on the laptops that we're providing, where you can submit directly to the Parliament website.
Are there model submissions as well for people who want?
There are, yep.
Yeah.
Yep, there are.
Or something to form a basis. Like, if you're completely new to it, it helps to kind of have an example.
If you're new to it, like, I talk to so many people that say, I've never made a submission to Parliament because I don't understand how, and I don't know how to write it and all of that. So that's what we're going to be holding this open session for, is to just help you wrap your head around it and make a submission online. It doesn't have to be long, it doesn't have to be technical, but it needs to. The government needs to see direct individual voices being heard on what they think about it.
All right. So what time tonight?
So that's tonight from 6 to 8.
Yeah.
Just come down to the town hall and we're going to have some nice hot chai.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that aroha chai that is sold at the growers market. We're going to have a pot of that going that Anna Cunningham's making. It's going to be plant-based.
Yes.
And then I think we've got a couple of people bringing some snacks and stuff. So, yeah, it'll be really nice vibes, actually. Even if you just like, someone said to me, why do you always, I read a quote, someone said to me, why do you always fight so hard for the environment? And the response I gave them was, because I live in it.
Yeah.
So this is, if you care about the environment, pop down pop down to the town hall between 6 and 8 tonight.
Yeah, you shouldn't need to ask that question anymore. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for coming in, Jasmine and Nick. Nice to meet you.
Yes, yeah, thanks for having us.
And we'll talk to you guys again. See ya. Okay, folks. End of the show for the day. Hope you enjoyed it. I'll be back again tomorrow morning.